Radio is on the air. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents a selection of scenes and music from The Epic of the Sea, Captains Courageous, in a program enthusiastically dedicated to its immortal author, Rudyard Kipling. Rudyard Kipling, soldier of fortune, man of letters, one of the great names in contemporary world literature, has passed on. But he has left behind him an heritage of everlasting romantic adventure, a wealth of poetic beauty which makes the world richer than when Kipling found it. Kipling has written magnificent things about the sea, about the lives and the loves of men who live by its bounty and die by its fury. And standing forth like a beacon light in a black fog is his story of the Grand Banks fishing fleet and one of the very few Kipling efforts dealing with the American sea, Captains Courageous. Because of its sturdy American background, because it is superb entertainment, and because Rudyard Kipling wrote it, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents this drama as one of its proudest achievements, ranking alongside Mutiny on the Bounty. In the stellar cast are Freddie Bartholomew, Spencer Tracy, Lionel Barrymore, Melvin Douglas, and Mickey Rooney, directed by Victor Fleming. In tribute to the memory of Rudyard Kipling, the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Orchestra plays Sailing Along, a melody by Franz Wexler, symbolizing the majesty of the mighty oceans which Kipling loved so well. And now for our first scene. On the moon-bathed deck of the fishing sloop, the We're Here, a sad-eyed Portuguese fisherman is softly singing a song to the stars. This is Manuel, played by Spencer Tracy. Behind a boom stands young Harvey Shaney, portrayed by Freddie Bartholomew. Between these two is a strong bond, for it was Manuel who rescued Harvey when he fell from a liner bound for Europe and brought him to safety aboard the fishing smack. Harvey, accustomed to the more abundant life, has found it difficult to regiment himself to the rigors of the sea and has failed to win the regard of the crew because of his defensive arrogance. However, Manuel likes the boy in a gruff sort of way, and soon they begin to understand each other.
Once I fix some biscuits and throw them away, next day no more fish come around boat to play. Yea-ho, little fish, don't cry, don't cry. Yea-ho, little fish, don't cry, don't cry. Said cabbage to fish cake who lay on one dish. I beautiful cabbage, you only poor fish. Yea-ho, little fish, don't cry, don't cry. Yea-ho, little fish, don't cry, don't cry.
Who's that?
Me.
all cleared up, hasn't it? The weather, it's nice now.
It was till you come up.
Well, they sent me up.
No, no, I bet they asked you to stay.
They said you wanted to show me how to go on watch.
Nice fellas. Well, all right, go ahead, watch.
How?
Just keep quiet. Go someplace. Go look for iceberg or boat or something.
Is that all there is to watching? That seems like a lot of hooey.
Hooey? What kind of smart talk that hooey? You better tell Sailor's Angel that smart talk. He liked to hear that, I think.
Who's he?
I guess you don't know nothing, huh? Sailor's Angel, he fly around up there all the time. You watch here, look out for 25 men below. He watch up there, he look out for you. You go to sleep, maybe. He tap you on shoulder with his wing and he say, "Hey, Manuel, wake up. What's the matter? I ashamed for you." He's very nice fella. Everybody know that. Ay, ma jem de miña amada.
Why do you keep singing so?
Because I like to sing. A vida coleva pishka.
I never heard that song before.
Me neither. I just make him up. Ay, ma jem de miña amada.
You don't write songs.
I don't write them. I just find them in my mouth.
A song can't be any good like that when you just make it up.
Say, that's best kind of songs. When you feel good inside, like trade wind, she just come out. Oh, my beautiful lady.
Now people learn songs. Songs aren't just inside of people like that.
Say, sometimes a song's so big and sweet inside, I just can't get him out. And then I look up at stars and maybe cry. It feels so good. Don't you never feel like this? No, I guess you don't.
Nobody else ever did either.
Say, my father, when he alive, he made better songs than me.
What kind of songs did he sing?
Songs about the sun and the sea. Songs about the clouds. Big songs about the wind and the storms. And little songs, too, about the tip of my mother's nose. Oh, my father, he feels good.
Well, what's
up? Unable to return home because the ship returns only when it has caught a full cargo, Harvey is forced to remain aboard the Weir here. The boy soon finds for himself a new life among these hardy sons of the deep. And in Manuel, he finds an affection he has never known in his own home. He becomes Manuel's dorymate. And one day, as they are fishing in the silent majesty of a quiet sea, the boy, for the first time, finds himself talking to a true friend, man to man.
Hey, I've got one now.
All right, pull him up, pull him up. Don't let him stay down there and tell all of the fish what's going on. Pull him up.
Hey, wait a minute.
Here. You want to bring fish up, see you? You going down, see him. Pull him up.
Oh, he got up.
How you expect catch fish falling on your backside all the time? Bait your hook.
I'll catch the next one.
You think so, huh? Nothing going on here now. That fish he have meeting down below. He tell all other fish there's something not so funny going on.
Has your father been dead a long time?
6 years next month. Seem a long, long time.
How did he die?
He drowned off Cape Sable in storm. Wave come at night and wash him overboard.
Didn't they find him?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What you sorry about?
Well, I mean your father. They didn't find him.
What they need find him for? He all right?
Well, but drowning out in the ocean all alone at night and...
Well, what's trouble about that? That fine way. The Savior, he take my father up to Fisherman's Heaven, up with all his old friends.
You think they really fish in heaven?
Well, sure they fish in heaven. What else they do? The apostles, they all fishermen, ain't they? Remember that Simon called Peter? Remember that time when he don't catch no fish in the Sea of Galilee? And the Savior, he stand on the shore and he say, "Simon, you throw your net on the right side." And Simon, he throw his net on the right side and he catch so many fish, his net, it almost break in two. Oh, I think the Savior, he the best fishman. But my father, he come next. And not fishing like this. Oh, no, no. Fish bite all time. When no more fish, the Savior, he make more fish. He make more fish, he make more bread, he make more wine. And at night he stand watch all by himself. He say, "Good night, fisherman. You tired now. Go to your bunks. And no snoring, please. Good night, Manuel's father."
One of the inspiring scenes of Captain's Courageous takes place in Gloucester, shortly after the arrival of the fleet. All who embarked for sea did not return. And to those who died in a valiant struggle with the sea, a simple tribute is paid. The villagers, massed around a speaker's platform at the water's edge, listen with tear-drenched hearts to a minister's invocation.
For three centuries, women and children of Gloucester men have stood upon this shore and cried, "There go the ships." This year, as every year, there are those that have waited in vain. It shall be ever thus. In years to come, women of Gloucester shall watch and wait, sending their prayers and faith to men over the horizon. Men whose every day is one of life and labor uncertain, but men of strong faith in themselves, in their ships, and in the God who is on land and sea. So to those of these men whose last resting place is beneath the sea they love, we pay our humble tribute as we cast these wreaths and flowers upon the waters of their outgoing tide.
These brief excerpts you have heard are among the very few Kipling scenes that have been presented to the movie public. For during the lifetime of Rudyard Kipling, but one other of his works was made into a motion picture, The Light That Failed. Captain's Courageous is the second Kipling saga to reach the screen, and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer have endowed it with the treatment it so richly deserves. With Freddie Bartholomew, Spencer Tracy, Lionel Barrymore, Melvin Douglas, and Mickey Rooney in the cast, it is proudly offered as an outstanding entertainment and a tribute to a great man, Rudyard Kipling.